Stars Across the Ocean, written by Kimberly Freeman and read by Jennifer Valetic. Agnes had counted the steps between the lower and upper floors of Perdita Hall hundreds of times. 17. Wide at the bottom, narrower after the turn in the staircase leading up to a wooden landing whose boards creaked under her feet as she made her way down the faded but perfectly respectable hall runner that led to Captain Forrest's office. If she turned the other way, to the right, she would come to the door of Mrs. Watford, the senior mistress. That was a well-worn path for Agnes, hauled in again and again for misdemeanours. The thought of never having to see Mrs. Watford again was a satisfying one, and the feeling was no doubt returned. The senior mistress's last words to her had been, "At least when you leave, we won't have to open the gate. I expect you'll simply climb over it like you usually do." Agnes approached Captain Forrest's closed door, and she hesitated a moment, glancing out the window at the end of the hall. She could see out over the chapel, the gardens, the workrooms and the dormitories that had been her home for 19 years. The only home she had ever known. She wondered if she'd miss it, but that hardly seemed possible. She was aching for life to begin. Agnes knocked quickly and quietly.
"Come!"
he called. And Agnes opened the door. She had met Captain Forrest only once that she could remember. History recorded that Captain Forrest met every child when they were first admitted to Perdita Hall, but as Agnes had been a baby then, she had no recollection. The other time was around her 10th birthday. She remembered him as kind but distracted. At 10, each child in the Foundling Hospital was given their first trial apprenticeship, either here or with one of the trades or families in the village, and Captain Forrest would treat them to tea in his office and a pep talk about what being a Perdita boy or girl meant. He had given her a slice of sponge cake, and it had melted on her tongue, buttery and sweet. Agnes briefly wondered if there would be cake today, but decided not. She was 19 now, no longer a child. Today, everything changed.